Title: New York Appellate Division Revives Non-Monetary Class Action Settlement in M&A Class Action with Revised Standard of Review. Content: In Gordon v. Verizon Communications Incorporated, number 653084/13, 2017 WL442871, New York App, DIV February 2, 2017. The Appellate Division of the Supreme Court of the State of New York, First Judicial Department, the First Department, reversed an order denying plaintiff's motion for final approval of a proposed non-monetary settlement in a shareholder class action litigation related to Verizon Communication Incorporated S. Verizon acquisition of Vodafone Group PLC's Vodafone stake in Verizon Wireless VZW. With its decision, the New York Appellate Division breathed new life into beleaguered disclosure-only class action settlements and modernized what it believed had become an outdated analytical framework for approving class action settlement agreements. It also appeared to accord special weight to provisions in such agreements whereby corporations promise to obtain fairness opinions in connection with future transactions in determining the overall fairness of the agreements. Thus, while non-monetary class action settlements are increasingly disfavored in other courts, most notably in the Delaware Court of Chancery, New York courts remain receptive to their utility. Facts of the case: on September 2, 2013, Verizon announced it had entered into an agreement to acquire Vodafone's subsidiaries, holding as their principal assets a 45% interest in VZW, for $130 billion in cash and Verizon stock. 3 days later, plaintiff Natalie Gordon filed a putative shareholder class action alleging Verizon's board of directors breached its fiduciary duty by overpaying in the deal. Following negotiations, the parties reached an agreement whereby the suit would be dropped if Verizon disseminated additional disclosures and agreed to obtain a fairness opinion if it sold or spun off assets in a certain manner in the following 3 years. Notably, Verizon shareholders would receive no settlement payment in the exchange, but their attorneys would be paid up to $2 million for their services. After Verizon's filing of additional disclosures with the SEC, on January 28, 2014, 99.8% of Verizon shareholders voted to approve the issuance of shares to acquire Vodafone's interest in VZW. The parties to the litigation filed a written stipulation of settlement in the Supreme Court of the State of New York, County of New York, Commercial Division, the Commercial Division, on July 21, 2014. In New York, courts must approve class action settlements following a fairness hearing. At the fairness hearing held on December 2, 2014, two objectors opposed the settlement. On December 22, 2014, the Commercial Division declined to approve the settlement, finding it insufficiently beneficial to the shareholders. Plaintiffs appealed to the First Department. Court approval of non-monetary class action settlement agreements. Historically, non-monetary class action settlement agreements have waxed and waned in their popularity with the courts. In the 1980s and 1990s, shareholder classes began accepting agreements to drop their class action suits against companies in exchange for equitable relief from the company, such as governance reform or additional disclosures, and attorney's fees. Courts approved these settlements, viewing them as a means to remedy the corporate misconduct scandals at the time. However, courts and commentators subsequently grew suspicious of non-monetary settlements, claiming that they provided minimal benefits to shareholders and companies, but proved fruitful for the plaintiffs' class action bar in their receipt of large attorney's fees. In recent decisions and debate, some courts and commentators have pushed back against the notion that non-monetary settlements are categorically unfair. In approving a class action settlement, the court must determine whether the proposed settlement is fair, adequate, reasonable, and in the best interest of class members. See Klein v. Roberts American Gourmet Food Incorporated, 28A.D.3D63-73-2D-Dept. 2006. To this end, New York courts have applied a test developed in Enri Colt Industries Shareholders Litigation, 155A.D.2D154, 1st Dept. 1990, Mod. On other grounds, 77NY.2D185, 1991. The five-factor Colt test considers: 1. The likelihood of success on the merits. 2. The extent of support from the parties. 3. The judgment of counsel. 4. The presence of B.A.